This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, I want to say thank you so very much. And let's not forget our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, hauling their mail and their packages wherever, all over the country. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel as well. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon delivery drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. Now, the website for the show is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things we have to offer. Okay, joining us right now from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, he is the chairman, also the host of Military Matters, none other than retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Thank you.
Yippee-yi-yo, Cow Patty, yay! They're going back in because it's just a little bit, well, it's not warm, but it's not cold. It's 51 degrees, so, you know, and 50 on another temperature here. So I got 51 on one, 50 on another, different sides of the building. Okay, Colonel, how about if we say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty
and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, last hour, Denise and I were talking about the documents and all these places where they're starting to show up now. I don't know if it's 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is. I expect there'll be a few more. And we were talking about Hunter Biden, who gave a speech to the Burisma people when they had appointed him to their board. And he was telling them about the upcoming invasion by the Russians and giving them some particulars and what he felt was going to happen, and this, that, and the other. And it almost sounded word for word, line for line, like one of those security classified documents that were found at Daddy-O's place.
Yeah. And that is, to prove that and to connect those dots, that is news, but the idea put forward is longstanding that exactly what we believe to be true and have long felt to be true about Hunter Biden's connection and the carelessness at best, because even Democrats have to admit, the administration has to admit that President Biden was at the very least very careless with these documents. But I think it goes beyond that. It's increasingly starting to look like it was done for the purpose and looked the other way to where son Hunter economically and money-wise benefited from doing this. Mm-hmm. And as there's some very nefarious folks like the Chinese Communist Party and the things that Burisma did. So, yeah, so just a matter, just the next step in demonstrating this. So we'll see. I think in the end, I think justice will be done. It'll move slower than what we've wanted. But I think this is just indicating what we thought logically to be the case is coming to pass to be true.
Now, there is a possibility there could be a grand jury moving this along, and we just don't know about it because grand juries do things in secret.
Yeah, well, even on the ongoing investigations, even before, you know, the President Biden took office, that much of that has been very quiet. We don't know. Some of us have been hopeful. Maybe some of us out there have been fearful, depending on that. With what your involvement in all this has been. But, yeah, that very well could be true. But we'll see. There's every other day, you know, there's indications that other shoes, and there's many feet on this creature. It's an octopus. Many shoes to fall, not just two.
Now, the other thing is we heard initially that there were no logs of anyone coming or going. They just didn't keep logs for these where these documents were found and all that. And we now know that's not true. There are logs, and the lawmakers are demanding that those logs be produced to them.
You know, I think the story that there was no logs and that claim was to try to buck this argument that it was just simply carelessness. No bad or evil intent. It was just a mistake. Mistakes made when a log, and it's also to make it seem more difficult to actually connect dots and find out whether there was any intent, whether there was any meaning to where these documents are being found, and more importantly, what the content of these documents are. Because that's been the biggest distraction. It's not, the number of documents is no longer the relevant point. It really is not.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come right back. More with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. This portion of the program, my conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Remember, Moss Nissan's got all those dealerships scattered around Crystal River, Newport Richey, the flagship store at 19 and 54. Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in North Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway on the south side of the highway. Now, in every case, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which are oil changes and tire rotations. But for those of you that have served in the military, active duty, or a veteran, or are a first responder, EMT, firefighter, police officer, or are a church pastor, you can get a tremendous deal afforded to you because of your service to our country. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back over to Colonel Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
And good morning, Captain.
Hakeem Jeffries has defied Speaker McCarthy, reappointing Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell to the Intel Committee. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. It won't. It may go somewhere, but it won't be without a fight because it's not as simple as what we'd like for the ruling Speaker of the House to simply say, no, they're not going to be on it. It's going to involve more. And clearly, the Democratic caucus is making a statement here, but short of any found ethics charges within the House because the precedent's been set. The Speaker can certainly put together the composition, and the Republicans will dominate that, and they can make life miserable They make empty suits out of Schiff and Falwell being on any committees that he serves, include this very, very one. But to just simply say, no, I don't think it's that simple. But I think in the end, it'll win, but it won't be without a fight. And that's really what the Democratic caucus is trying to do, is just to make it as difficult as possible, knowing that in the end they can't win this one. But not as simple as we'd like, but we'll see.
Well, the precedent was already set by Nancy Pelosi when she removed Marjorie Taylor Greene and Congressman Gozer from their committees and had them sit out. She already set the precedent for this, and unfortunately, however you want to look at it, the Congress, the House, and the Senate are all about precedent.
Yeah, and in the past speakers have waffled on that and have acceded to the Democrat majority in the House. So that's really it. The difference here is we have a Democratic caucus that is not going to bend easily, so they can make this legal because, you know, it's all about procedures and rules that they invent. It's nothing in the Constitution. It's nothing that's in the law. It's stuff that they invent, and that's never as easy as what it appears. Doing the right thing is never that easy when it comes to Congress, especially when it comes to internal rules.
And where it's going to come back to bite them is the rules that Nancy put in place are still in place.
Oh, well, that's right. Well, it is already.
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, and with pressure leading up to his being elected speaker, that has occurred. That's great. One of the other great news stories right here is the House Rules Committee.
Mm-hmm.
The Freedom Caucus got some great seats on there to include Chip Roy and Thomas Massie out of Kentucky. Was named to the House Rules Committee. So that's a big thing. That's something that the Speaker had direct say on it, and the Democratic caucus can't say anything about that. So that's good.
Yep. Now we'll see what happens. And
yep.
To be determined, I guess is the way I'll put that. Now,
yes.
Now we have another huge story involving a former top FBI counterterrorism management official, Charles McGonigal, who was the former special agent in charge of the counterintelligence FBI field office in New York City. Now, he was arrested because of his ties to a Russian oligarch, according to a DOJ statement and court documents, the Russian billionaire, Mr. Duraspa, and who's been sanctioned by the United States and was criminally charged in 2022 for violating those sanctions. Now, prosecutors have said that McGonigal and another man by the name of Sergei Shestakov, a court interpreter, were charged with violating and conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act with money laundering and conspiring to commit money laundering. Now, it's known that McGonigal got $225,000 in total payments paid him over a period of time by the Russian.
Yeah, beyond the obvious irony here, that somebody that led the Russian collusion investigation is now being caught up with collusion. Beyond that irony, the fact that something that some of us thought would never happen, and it ties back to what we're talking about early off the break about, you know, the key is holding those accountable, and if something really happens, and there shouldn't be just political prices because there's criminal behavior here, and this is a case of criminal behavior. And hopefully it's a portent of things, and not for the sake of revenge, just because, you know, if you're going to be the rule of law, if you're going to want to protect, be honestly concerned with protecting national security in America first, then you'll applaud this happening, but there's much more to follow. This is just one in many. But that is, you know, sometimes we do take a step forward for every step backwards we take, and this was a step forward, and it's good. I mean, it's bad that it happened, but it's good that there does seem to be some measure of accountability, at least in this instance.
Well, McGonigal was also instrumental in the investigation into Donald Trump's 2016 campaign advisor, Carter Page, and was in the middle of all that, pushing that along.
Well, that's where the irony comes in, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And?
Yeah, well, as I was saying, that's the irony. You have somebody that was at the forefront. I mean, he wasn't just a bit player in that.
No.
He was at the forefront, and it begs all the bigger questions about the role of the national security apparatus and the FBI and national law enforcement in all of this mess. It's another revealing, shedding light on all that. But in this particular case, you have a non-bit player who is now, ironically, who carried the weight against vengeance, against the victorious 2016 election of Trump for Russian collusion, which was a total lie, totally invented, and now he's caught up in collusion with these parties. So that's ironic. Sad, but ironic.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm talking, folks, to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. They have a Facebook page. Go over there and check them out over there. Now, Poland has signaled their intent to send Leopard tanks to the Ukraine, along with a couple of other interested countries. So looks like they're going to get the help they need, even though Germany's not doing anything.
Yeah, and the key was that because of the NATO alliance, if one NATO country makes sales to other countries, then they have a forfeiture. They have a say in whether those weapons and equipment like the Leopard tanks get sold to a third party. And Germany has indicated that even though they won't give up Leopards directly, that they are amenable to other countries doing that, to include Poland. And it looks like up to 12 different countries that have Leopard tanks for around about 100 Leopard tanks, which is that's a tank per day. And that would be a game changer for Ukraine. And me personally, that is Europe stepping up to do what it ought to do. And it can quell all this talk about us providing our Abrams tanks to Poland. It's not necessary. Didn't have to happen. Europe can do its job in protecting its national security and its vested interest in Ukraine winning this war against Russia to do that. And it also ties in very much with, the considerations for Sweden and Finland and their entry into NATO. So all these things fit together, and they all play into those negotiations as well.
And, of course, we'll see what happens with all of this. And, by the way, you're going to stick around for another segment, so we'll be taking a break and we'll be coming back more with the Colonel. And, there's the music right there. So I'll wait and bring that point up when we come back. So, Colonel, hang in there. Folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope it stays that way. We're going to have some bad weather up in the panhandle. Probably could have some storms and tornadoes up in there in some of those areas. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. For the second time in 3 days, a senior citizen is being accused of a mass shooting in California. Christina Corpus is a sheriff in San Mateo County.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often. but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
At least seven people were killed in two related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California on Monday, a coastal city about 30 minutes drive south of San Francisco.
The suspect, identified as Chung Lee Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
Four members of the Oath Keepers were found guilty on Monday of seditious conspiracy for being on the Capitol grounds January 6. Seditious conspiracy is a Civil War era law that prohibits plotting to overthrow or destroy the government. Some are expected to appeal the Washington, D.C. verdict. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And of course, we're there at 11:30, and we leave about 1:30. And we're there every Tuesday, Mission Barbecue, West Waters. You're welcome to stop by, have lunch with the Captain. And we have a great group that stops by there, and you just never know who's going to be there. Never know who's going to be there. Somebody you might have heard on the telephone talking to us, or one of our regular guests or whatnot. So there you go. I'll see you over there at 11:30. Mission Barbecue, West Waters in Tampa. Stop by and enjoy a great lunch. Now, on the telephone with me right now, I have none other than Thomas Parker from Movement Mortgage. And good morning to you there, Mr. Thomas.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
All righty. Now, you are, of course, with Movement Mortgage. And I know that you and Movement Mortgage are known for being fast and easy to do business with. This is kind of a strange housing market we're in right now because what do you think makes you different compared to all the stuff we got going on here right now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very difficult market. People are concerned about another housing crash, so I know we'll talk about that in a minute. But absolutely, our team here in Tampa Bay locally are extremely efficient at what we do. Things that set us apart, first of all, Movement is a Christian company. Those are the values we represent. Additionally, Captain, Movement is 49% owned by a charity, the Movement Foundation, and that foundation primarily exists to build charter schools for kids born into very difficult communities. So every single transaction we do funds the life-changing work of building those schools in those communities. I don't see any reason for people to give their money to these big banks who then use your money to fund all sorts of things you don't agree with and that aren't beneficial to society. Additionally, we're just better than banks. You can go to any realtor and ask about their experience working with a big bank on a mortgage. They may be good at banking, but they're not good at mortgages, and that's because it's not their primary business model. It's not what they do. But mortgages is all we do every day, all day, and our reputation is everything.
Now, nationally, when you look at the housing market, it's sliding a bit downward, has been for the past several months. What seems to be happening in other parts of the country, not necessarily here, but in other parts of the country, is they're actually building the house but not finishing it. What the heck is the reason for that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think part of the problem is you have these home builders who, like a lot of employers, were kind of burned by the COVID pandemic, and you had people, it was very difficult to hire people. And so if you're an employer, you really don't want to let everyone go if you think there's going to be another boom of economic activity. It's very difficult to hire people back in that sort of situation, and it has been very difficult to hire people over the past few years. So I think employers, including construction, are very reluctant to let employees go, and so that's what you're seeing. But I do think that you're going to see an eventual relenting of that, and you will see layoffs in construction, which will have the economy in recession pretty soon if we're not already in a recession. But it is a difficult housing market. It's going to continue to be difficult all year in the sense that prices should come down 10 to 20% nationally is my expectation. But a lot of people have said, is this 2008? Are we going to have another housing crash like 2008? I get the question all the time, and my answer is actually no. People see what they see in the media and the fear that they're pushing, but the media, as you know, Captain, is often wrong. 2023, in my opinion, will actually be the best time to buy a home since 2009. The reason for that is the economy is in bad shape, yes, but that's actually a great thing if you are a prospective home buyer, because this year should be the first time since 2009 that we see home prices actually come down. And as you can imagine, the people who purchased in 2009 probably feel like geniuses, because homes on average have appreciated at 9% annually since 2009. Now that's nationally. In Florida, it's 13% annually. All you had to do to get that return to buy a house was buy a house instead of paying someone else's rent. All right, and so that's a huge benefit.
Now, the other thing that I've heard is that the price of materials is starting to go down. And some of the reasons why some of these houses are not being totally finished is because the materials needed are up in price, and they'll probably drop down here in the not-too-distant future, making things a little bit more affordable again. So that was the other reason that I heard given to me.
That's correct, yes. So we have prices coming down pretty quickly. Now, obviously, the inflation data is in arrears, right? It's rear-looking. And so the Federal Reserve policy, like a lot of government agencies, is not the best at understanding what's happening in the future because they're always looking way into the past. It's like driving a car on the highway at 70 miles an hour, looking in the rear-view mirror the whole time. That's not going to go well, but, you know, that's our government, so that's what they're doing. Home buyers need to know that this is not a housing bubble. This is not the same as 2008. The average amount of equity we have in our homes right now is 58%. So the homeowner owns more of the home than the bank does. In 2008, it was just 19% equity owned in the home. So it's not even close to 2008. So you're not likely to see a lot of downward price pressure from foreclosures. These new homes that are not being finished, yes, that's true. I've seen that as well. But at the same time, new construction, new sales is for only 14% of the housing market. The other home sales are existing home sales. The whole market is mostly existing home sales. So we have only about 3 months supply of existing homes nationally. That level is 9 months for new homes. As I said, that's only 14% of the market, though. Home builders have learned a lesson from 2008. They're not overbuilding like they were in 2008. And in fact, if you think about where we are right now, we're still playing catch up from the time that we missed, that we should have been building really during the silly COVID lockdowns. So finally, demand in Florida is still very high. People are still moving here. Last year in 2022, for the first time since 1957, as you may have heard, Florida was the fastest growing state in the United States. So supply is low and demand is still pretty high.
Oh, I know. And folks, I'm talking with Thomas Parker from Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage, of course. We'll tell you more about them, how to get a hold of them here in a little bit. Now, I know that interest rates are still at their highest. We were just talking about 2008. They haven't dropped a lot since October. But where do you think the rates are headed? I think they got nowhere to go but down.
I think you're exactly right about that. I mean, what people should expect this year is volatility, right? That's really the main point. So they peaked at about 7.25% in October. They've come down about 1% since then. So it's a nice dip, but rates are still elevated. The key here is affordability, right? The real question is, what percentage of people's income do they need to spend on housing? And that is not at a good place right now. That is about as high as it has ever been. It's about as high as it was in the early 1980s. So not good from that standpoint, but I think you're correct. Rates will continue to come down as the year progresses with some volatility. The first thing people need to understand about mortgage rates, though, is that they're temporary, right? The average mortgage actually only lasts about 7 years because there have been so many refinance opportunities over the years.
Mm-hmm.
People who bought in 2009 and 2010 benefited from significant appreciation in their home values, like I mentioned, 9% annually a year. But at the time, interest rates were 5% back then, right? And so that probably didn't feel good for a lot of people. And yet, as time went on, they refinanced their mortgages down to 4% a few years later, and then 2 or 3% in 2020 and 2021. A lot of people may not realize it, but in some cases, refinancing can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of the mortgage.
Okay, well, we've got about 30 seconds here, so I want to make sure I give them your information. You are Thomas Parker. You are with Movement Mortgage. Your phone number is 727-424-2619 if they want to get a hold of you and ask any more questions and get more information about what it is you do. But Movement Mortgage, 727-424-2619. And anything else you want to add? You got about 20 seconds.
Just my website is parkerhomemortgage.com. If you guys have any questions, even if you just have mortgage-related questions, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, parkerhomemortgage.com. Okay, thank you. And we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, that's Thomas Parker, everybody. And, of course, check him out, 727-424-2619. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. Be right back with the final segment of the program. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Okay, and this final segment of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's, of course, located down in Sarasota, Florida. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been one of our longest advertisers here in the program. And one of the reasons that they stick around is because they do a great, great, great job when it comes to your needs for blinds, shades, shutters, everything they have made in the United States of America. Now, they also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. So, all you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right there on the south side of the railroad tracks on Clark Road. Now, that phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't be afraid to tell them that you spoke to the captain. So there you go. Now, God knows we got all kinds of problems in this country right now. But you heard me talking earlier about Hunter Biden. Folks, something has finally snapped and fit into place like a glove when it comes to Hunter Biden, and it comes to, of all things, these classified documents, especially the ones that come from the period when Daddy-O was the VP, and there was stuff going on, and chronologically stuff going on in the Ukraine, and stuff going on in Russia, and all that stuff. And we're being told that some of the documents that they're finding are from that period. Now, I'm just saying, who and how would Hunter Biden have been able to come up with information to give to Burisma about the status of the Russians and what they were fixing to do in the Ukraine, including Crimea? Who could have had that information? How would they have gotten that when he was constantly talking to the Burisma people? Well, could it be the documents? Think about that for a second. Could it be the documents? Could Hunter be the guy that was snooping through these documents? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is there anybody other than me that doesn't think that that's a possibility? Sure it is. Now, I think, and this is just gonna put the icing on the cake. If they can tie all of this together, my God, you get Hunter for something a little totally different than what we were thinking about to begin with, but it would not surprise me if he isn't involved in this classified document stuff. It would not surprise me, because he stood a lot to gain financially. And he was wheeler-dealing at that time. So why wouldn't you up your game with some of that information? Why wouldn't you? I think you would. Now, we also have another scenario where we have an FBI former special agent in charge of the counterintelligence unit at the FBI's New York field office, Charles McGonigal, who was arrested because of his alleged ties to a Russian oligarch. Now, it's reported that he got $225,000 from this guy over a period of time to try to remove the sanctions that were against him so he could operate freely, instead of being limited to the way he was. Don't know if he was able to do that or not, but we're going to find out as things progress, because this is an ongoing case. By the way, he also was involved with the Carter Page investigation. He was probably more involved than we want to know. If you remember TWA Flight 800, he was involved in that. He was involved with the terrorist bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. And he also was one of the investigators on the September 11th terrorist attacks. Now, there'll be more in the days and weeks to come about this guy and how involved he is or how involved he's not. So we'll just wait to find out more before we venture anything else into this. Now, here's one for you. Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House, has demanded that Kevin McCarthy reappoint Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell to the Intel Committee. Well, there's one little problem with that. Both of them abused their positions under Nancy Pelosi's rule. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi changed the rules in the House. They have not been changed back yet when it came to that sort of stuff. Because remember Marjorie Taylor Greene? Remember Congressman Gozar? Remember the two of them? that were stripped of their committee assignments and pretty much put out to pasture? Well, that's what's being done to Swalwell and Schiff at the moment. Schiff's lying to the American people and selectively leaking classified information is a far greater offense than Gozar, who put out a silly, violent video, and Swalwell, for God's sakes, having an affair with a Chinese spy while misleading the public is even worse than Green making a comment that she quickly apologized for. There is no justification whatsoever to keep Schiff and Swalwell in their positions on the Intel Committee because they abuse them in ways that can't be ignored. Can't be ignored. And in the end, this will be McCarthy's decision because the Intelligence Committee is a select committee. There's no reason to fold here. And if the Speaker does, it'll signal that the GOP majority is feckless, and I don't think that's going to fold. I don't think he's going to fold. I think he's going to hold fast and be the example that we think that he could have been to begin with. That's just me talking. Don't know how true it is, don't know how accurate it is, but I can certainly hope now, can I? All right. We're going to have a little bit of fun right now. So hang in there, because you're in store for a treat. Get ready.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen across America. Let me say something to you. You know, I talked to the captain one time, and I said I started with 7 stations. He's corrected me. You started with 3 stations. I don't know how many stations we're up to, but we're a lot more than 3 stations. And when I come on, I pray before in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity. And the Lord tells me what to say. Now, it's true I have more passion than I step on toes. You know why? Because those 13 soldiers that died in Afghanistan, there's nothing you can do to their mom and dad and their brother and sister to warm their heart that died needlessly in Afghanistan. You know that those people in Wisconsin that got run over there, there's nothing you can do to those parents that could warm their heart that their kid got killed over there. Okay? Do you know that Steve Scalise took 5 bullets from second base? They tried to take him out, and while Paul Ryan was selling us out, and I pray to God McCarthy doesn't let anybody. It's like Swalwell and Schiff shouldn't even be in the Congress. Okay, so if I step on some people's toes, it's because I'm praying to the good Lord that the blood of Jesus will protect you and the 80 million of us that voted for Donald Trump legally and stood up for the country. That's why I step on some people's toes. I pray to God that you stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, even if they are on the take, and you stand up for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peace.
Alrighty, that's Todd in Tampa. And we got to run. Got to skedaddle. Got things we got to do, like have lunch with the captain today, Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30 on West Waters. If you get an opportunity, step on by. Enjoy the conversation, enjoy the food, and enjoy the atmosphere. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.